Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on?
Hello. Welcome. You want to scoot over?
We'll scoot into it.
All right. So, today we're going to get some DFS talk in to start the show. We did do a giveaway on our Twitter page, at DFS_MJ, and we have the winner. So the winner of our giveaway for this week was at Bosch510. So we'll be sending you out that on PayPal as soon as the show's over. That way you can collect your money. And we will also, you want to tell them about the other giveaway that we're going to do?
Yeah, we're going to give another giveaway. If you iPhone users, left and right, swipe, share it. Android, go up and down. If you share this post right now, John, you're on too, right?
Yeah, I'm on. Okay. Yep. Yeah, if you share this post, we're going to do a giveaway for whoever shares it. So I'll go on my Twitter afterwards. We'll go on the DFS Twitter, and we'll see who shared our post, who let people know about it, and then we're going to give away money to whoever does that. So some pretty good giveaways so far. On tap, basically what we're going to do is we're going to go through the lineups, our lineup that we're playing today. And
we're
going to
do $1,000 tournament lineup today.
Yeah.
So we're going to show you our lineup.
Yeah, we're going to do a $1,000 tournament, go through what we're playing, and then we're also going to have two other DFS advisors come on, talk about who they're playing today, discuss that. We're going to go through how the rankings guys have done recently. We're going to go through who you should target today and then bargain buys. So if you want to play someone that's cheap tonight in DFS, we'll go through that. And then obviously there's some important topics with the Canadian Football League being added to DraftKings, UFC 200 is coming up, so we'll just talk about that in general, and then some basketball trades that went down today, so we'll discuss all of that with you within the next 20 to 30 minutes. So if you want to call in and talk to us and ask us any questions that you might have about DraftKings, about the trades, about UFC, about anything in the world that you can think of, even fantasy football, which we were talking about on my Twitter earlier, the number is 516-418-5566. So you can call in there and chat with us if you'd like.
Again, that's 516-418-5566.
Yes. So we got to call in and show us.
Show us your Maserati. It's
right there.
Yeah, you know it. You see it right there. Let me get a shout out to my sign up there, MJ Truck Nation.
Yes. Yes. All right. So want to run through the lineup then first, and we'll just kind of go through who we're playing today. So I'll actually hold the iPad, or you can hold the iPad, and I'll kind of go through what we're looking at.
Okay.
So for the first pitcher spot, we're going with Cole Hamels. We think that's a definite play today. You know, we've been doing pretty well recently, and a lot of the times we've taken at least one elite pitcher, and Cole Hamels seems to be that guy today that people are thinking are going to do pretty well. So we're going with Hamels there in the one spot. We got 5 on him.
5.
Yeah, 5.
So our ranking's 1 through 5. If it hits a 5, that's our best ranking.
Yeah,
so he's got a 5.
Yeah, so Hamels has a 5 today. Our second pitcher today is Chris Archer. We looked at Liriano, and we'll get into him in a little bit. So those were the two guys that we were mainly looking at. But Archer seemed to be the better play and the more valuable play, too, because at the end of us going through the valuable lineup plays today, we had a lot of money left over. So Archer was a 1. But he also was the better one than Liriano. So we had a lot of ones today in terms of our ranking sheet, but Archer seemed to be the better one out of the 5 guys. So
high strikeout ratio, too.
Yeah, high strikeouts. That's the one
Cole
thing.
Cole Hamels really is the only ace going tonight, so we're really heavy, really strong on most lineups we have. We'll definitely have Hamels.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like a tier 2 type pitcher today. So
yeah.
There's a lot of tier 2 type pitchers you can pick from.
So the good thing too with having tier 2 pitchers in is that means that we can get a lot out of what we're getting in hitting. So hopefully we can hit on a couple guys today. We like to always go with a punt play, so that's what we're going to start out on. We have Leon from the Red Sox.
Got Leon? Okay.
Yeah, so you can plug him in there.
Yep.
The reason we're going with him, a strong lineup obviously. And it just seems to be a quality play. The catcher position seems to be the best one to punt for us, at least recently, because the value that you're going to get out of spending a lot of money on a catcher is usually not going to be that high. So that's what we went with for that. First base, Chris Davis. Everybody was going really high on Chris Davis yesterday.
He didn't do much last night.
So we're going high on him today though against bad pitching.
Bad pitching.
That is, we'll get into the pitchers in a minute, but the pitching from today seems to be very problematic in terms of that game specifically. So we're gonna go with
Johnson?
That. Yeah, that's Johnson and against Ubaldo Jimenez. So that's what we got there. Then we got Cano. A little bit more difficult of a matchup, but we like him because of the value. And
we're possibly going Dozier there if the weather clears up in Minnesota. So
right.
We'll try to, by the end of the broadcast, let you know where we're going there.
Yeah. We're definitely checking the weather right here on the computer that we got. Just trying to get the updates before game time. So
by the way, also what we do is we rank the professional sites out there, so we're the only ones in the industry that actually rank how people perform, and we're going to have a couple of those companies calling in a little bit to go over their lineups as well.
Right. So at third base, we did go with a twin. We felt that was necessary for today, just with the matchups there. So we did go with him against Adam Morgan today. So we went with Eduardo Nunez there. Again, we're gonna
off too.
Right. Again, we're gonna check the weather updates there and get them to you either on here or through Twitter.
We're
and,
really heavy on Baltimore and Minnesota tonight.
Yep. So we're playing him for sure. The weather is a concern, but we'll see what goes on there. At shortstop, we have Corey Seager. Obviously, we get the lefty matchup, which is good, and he's not really that expensive tonight. $3,900, I believe.
Yeah, so he's great.
So that's a good value today.
Let
me look real quick. I know it's a lefty righty matchup. You have it on there. You have Seager in.
Against Washington.
Oh yeah, against Joe Ross. Yeah, the thing was, Ross has had a pretty decent season.
But Seager's great.
Yeah, but Seager's really good.
Yeah.
And the splits, and we don't necessarily fear Joe Ross to the point of, like, we're not going to place someone against him.
Absolutely.
So. And
we're giving away a free ticket, by the way, for anybody that shares our broadcast now or after. So
yeah.
If you share our broadcast, free ticket to DraftKings. We focus on DraftKings 50-50 contest.
Yes. So, yeah, there's that opportunity still to share our post and get some cash for DraftKings. We went with Shin-Soo Chu, who's been a popular pick amongst most people. And
batting leadoff, too.
Yeah, and he was a 5 today on our ranking system, so we had to go with him.
Definitely. Appreciate that share right there.
Yeah, appreciate the share.
Nice.
Yeah, I got
How's
one
your
as well.
How's your guys doing down there?
Yeah,
all
doing
right.
Pretty good down there. I might have to plug in a minute on low battery. So that was a 5. We had to go with him. And then the other two picks were pretty easy as well. Adam Jones was a 4. So we had to go with him there.
Another leadoff batter.
Right, and in a favorable matchup. And then Nomar Mazara, who was a 2, seemed to be the best out of the options there and also the best use of our money because we had money left over after doing a couple things with our lineup, and so we figured why not go there. So that was good. We're getting ready to put Fantasy Rasta on the line, who is one of the advisor sites that we're going to. But just so you have an idea, can we get the upcoming lineup on? Yeah. Just so you have an idea before we play, just so you can check out the lineup that we got, you can check it out right there. We got, once again, I'll just read it off, Archer, Hamels, Leon, Chris Davis, Robinson Cano, Eduardo Nunez, Corey Seager, Shin-Soo Chu, Adam Jones, and Nomar Mazara. So we're going to go ahead now. Let me just check something real quick.
We're entered, right? The $1,000?
Yeah, we're entered in the $1,000 contest for today. So,
$100,000 to first place.
$100,000 to first, so really hoping for a good night tonight. We're going to work and try to get Fantasy Ross on the line here. We'll just shout him out real quick, see if this works. Hopefully it does. Hello, Fantasy Ross, are you on the line?
Hey, what's up, man? Yep.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Not much, man. Just looking at some data. You know how it goes.
Awesome. Great. Can everybody hear? Get some hearts on Periscope if you guys can hear.
I think we can.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we got him.
All right, cool.
All right, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can get to your website, and kind of what you have to offer over there.
So I've got my website. It's fantasyrosta.com. I try to keep up to date with articles and then some picks that I like throughout the day. You can follow me on Twitter at Fantasy Roster. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, the website with the packages that I offer, you know, I offer lineups. I'm always willing to give advice. Love helping people.
Awesome.
So.
And by the way, Fantasy Roster's been doing great lately. So
yeah.
He's one of the companies that we rank in part of our rankings, and excited to have him as part of our team here. So
yeah.
Another
thing I just wanted to
add
in about Fantasy Roster that I really love is that they actually offer lineups for every single lineup, every single slate. Most sites don't do that.
Yes.
They do that.
FanDuel.
Yeah, FanDuel and DraftKings. So
he's really heavy in FanDuel, too.
Yeah, yeah, so.
He's making it happen over there at FanDuel.
Yeah, so we just wanted to ask you, Fantasy Roster, if you had any specific guys, and you don't have to go through your entire lineup, but just some specific guys that you might be targeting for the night slate tonight at any positions, maybe one pitcher, if you could throw that out there, and just why you were thinking that.
All right, well, It varies by site for me personally, being that I play on both, you know, that we play on both sites. I like to compare the prices, try to see where I can get the best bargain. So a guy I like tonight is Trevor Bauer on FanDuel, against the Rays.
Nice.
Yeah, against the Rays, you know how much the Rays strike out. He's the most expensive pitcher on DraftKings, so you get him at a discount on FanDuel. For hitters, the way I'm kind of looking at hitters today is because I'm really big into Vegas. So I kind of pay attention to the over-unders. I like to see how often teams or, you know, games in which teams are playing in go over the over.
Right.
And I like stacking. So a few stacks that I like, Detroit, Texas.
Okay.
And a lot of the decisions that are made are almost last-minute decisions because the umpire ratings are very big, too.
Great.
I like to look at.
That's good. You do good work. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. So I like to look for umpires who are calling a lot of balls. In other words, in my perspective, I see it as if they're calling a lot of balls, you know, the strike zone is limited.
Right.
Meaning the pitchers have to work more, they have to work harder, giving hitters an advantage. So, like, I'm liking a little Detroit stack today. The Philly-Minnesota game is huge for me. Being that Minnesota actually is about 65% of their games go over the over, and only,
okay,
you know, 35% go under.
Nice.
So, like you saw yesterday, you saw how the Philly-Minnesota game went off. There's a good chance that could happen again tonight with two really bad pitchers on the slate.
Yeah.
So I think you can find some value there.
Yeah.
Now, individual hitters, Adam Jones, on DraftKings, I'm kind of wary of playing Adam Jones just because his price is so high.
Yeah. Gone up lately.
It's gone up. And he hasn't really been – I don't think the price justifies his performance. So that's probably a guy I'd risk on FanDuel. I like to look for hitters on hit streaks. So, Justin Upton is a guy that's really hot right now. He's starting to pick it up.
Picking on Johnson Johnson on San Diego is awful, so –
Definitely. And the game's in Camden Yards, so that's always, hitter's park, it's always a plus.
Yep.
Let's see. First base, I mean, Miguel Cabrera is starting to turn it around. Love him. Chris Davis, he's obviously a great GPP option because the power potential and the guy with upside that can hit three home runs anytime. The only concern with me and Chris Davis is his strikeout rate. He strikes out a lot. So,
right.
But I do like him tonight. You know, the lefty on righty, that's always a benefit for your hitters.
Right.
Yep. All right. So, I think that was some good info. And
can you tell everybody once again where they can hit you up, get your website, your Twitter?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, you guys can hit us up at Fantasy Roster on Twitter. You can also check out the website, fantasyroster.com. And, I mean, if you hit me up on Twitter, if you hit us up on Twitter, I mean, I love helping. I love sharing knowledge. Any questions, feel free to ask anytime. I'm always looking at data and information and stuff. So
appreciate it, man. Sweet. That's a great guy, too. Knows a lot. So our next time we're on Periscope and Twitter and the radio show, we're going to have you back on. We appreciate
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do. And thanks for having me.
All right, man. Best of luck tonight. Win some money. Take care.
All right, so we're going to kind of dive into a couple other things. We also got DraftPerd who will be calling in fairly soon. So we're going to go over with him as well, another one of our advisor sites. But we want to go through a couple other things too. So we're going to have three different segments, as in it's going to be bargain buys, accountability rankings, and pitchers to target. So we're going to just – I just want to run through the bargain buys real quick. Sorry, actually, that's the punt plays. So I got a list of punt plays for the day, one at each position, and I'll just run through them real quick because we're limited on time. But Francisco Liriano at pitcher, his expected strikeout rate today indexed to what hitters he'll be facing is above 10 for strikeouts 9, and obviously strikeouts are important in DraftKings. And also his ground ball rate on the season is more than double his pop-out rate, which means that hitters aren't having as easy of a time making contact against him. So that was our punt at pitcher. We actually almost went with him today, but we had money left over, so we figured we'd move up to Archer. Adrian Gonzalez is at first base, up against the righty and Joe Ross. Again, we're not so fearful of Joe Ross that we're not willing to play lefties against him, especially when they're talented like Agon's is. Second base, we got Ryan Schimpf, and all of these are pending them being approved since we did this earlier in the day, but he's up against Ubaldo, and he's only 2,200, and he's a lefty, so you always got to like that matchup. Mikel Franco, third base. Some people are willing to go up on him today because his WOBA is pretty good, even against a righty, and he's a reliable hitter for cheap at 3,000. Freddie Galvis going with the same team there, 2,500, and could be at a nice spot in the lineup. And then outfield, Steven Moya. We got the lefty versus the righty. He's in the seventh spot, which is a spot we don't really like, but it's in a talented lineup, and he's only for 2,300. So. You know, you could get some value there.
Yeah. Again, we want to reiterate what we do. We rank the professionals, DFS-MJ.com. Yep. Last month, Fantasy Alarm by far was the best. They averaged 114 points for DraftKings cash lineups.
Yes.
Roto Grinders was also pretty good. We sent a lot of our members to Fantasy Alarm, so hopefully... everybody that we're ranking in the month of June, whoever wins that month, will also, our members will go over there and sign up. So
right.
We added quite a few companies to our rankings. So
yes. We finished last month off with 3 sites, and we started this month with 7.
So
we're up to a good amount on rankings. We're trying to get the people who want the good information to figure out which site is going to actually give it to you, right? So before you go purchase, you know, lineups from any number of lineup providers who are out there on Twitter or whatever now, know that they're going to perform for you. And
yeah,
so
we hold them accountable. So
right.
We call that our accountability portion of our site.
Exactly.
And we do a nice graph at the end of each month. You can sign up for free, by the way, dfs-mj.com. It's a free sign up. Get all the information. And really, at the end of the month, you're going to know who the best fantasy company is in the industry.
Exactly.
Is DraftPerd calling?
Yeah, we got DraftPerd on the line.
All right.
We're going to take his call, and we're going to go through his lineup as well as we did with Rasta. So, hey, DraftPerd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Appreciate the shout-out up there.
Yeah, thank you for the shout-out.
No problem.
So
you guys having a good day?
Yeah, you too. How's everything going? Good?
Yeah, pretty good. Just trying to get into this slate tonight, you know. All good.
Good stuff. So... just first, why don't you give us maybe a good pitching option that you're looking at tonight?
You want to tell about himself, his site, where they can
find you? Yeah. We'll go through that. So where just tell everybody who's listening where they can find you, how they can sign up, you know, how they can get on your site, see your picks, and everything like that. So.
Well, basically, a couple weeks ago, I was on a tear, really started to perform well, and I I just had this knack. I want to share all my advice with the Daily Fantasy community. So I decided to start a website, draftpert.blogspot.com, is where you can find me online. And, yeah, we just do free lineups every day, try to spread our advice to the community. We're trying to set up some new pitcher ranking formulas, testing out some stuff. We do some home run picks daily, just get our lineups out there. And basically just try to help out the DraftKings community along with FanDuel.
Awesome. So that's draftpert.com or draftpert on Twitter. You can find them there.
P-I-R-T.
Yeah, P-I-R-T, draft P-I-R-T. So if you want to just – we just got an update. We'll just give it. Profar and Ian Desmond are out for Texas. But go ahead and just give us maybe a pitching play and maybe a hitter or two that you're really looking at as a strong play tonight for either DraftKings or FanDuel.
Yeah. Well, one pitcher I'm really looking at tonight is Michael Fulmer from the Detroit Tigers. Detroit, over the years, they've been coming up with these big pitchers, just who's next in line. You know, they had Verlander, Pfister, Scherzer, and it looks like Fulmer's the next guy up. Two starts at home this year. He'll make his third tonight. Just a .69 ERA in his two starts at home. He's just having a great season. One good thing I like in this matchup, he is at home, and he's going against the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners are deploying 8 lefty batters against him. Gaho Lee is the only righty in the lineup tonight. One of their big power hitters, Nelson Cruz, will sit tonight, which is another positive for Fulmer. And Fulmer's only allowing a .202 batting average against lefties, which is spectacular when you're going against a lineup with 8 lefties. Not the most expensive guy. I could see some high ownership maybe with him, but I do like Fulmer a lot tonight against the Mariners.
Great, yeah. He's got a high strikeout potential as well.
Yeah, Fulmer. I love Fulmer. Good young guy to get in your lineups tonight. On the hitting side of things, you know, you guys kind of touched on Chris Davis earlier. I think he'll be a popular play tonight. Johnson has a 15 ERA to lefties this year. 10 home runs in his last 4 starts. That's absolutely horrible. You guys talked about Dozier. One guy I do like tonight, Todd Frazier. He's got a .883 OPS the last 2 years against left-handed pitching. Pretty cheap at 3.7 for a guy with such power potential such as Frazier. And Eduardo Rodriguez, ERA currently is at 7, 6.97 to be exact. So I like the potential there at that price. One other guy I'd like to touch on. Whenever Chris Young's going against a lefty, you know, you got to get him in the lineup, I think. He's got a 3.72 average against left-handed pitching, 1.135 OPS, and whenever you're hitting fifth for the league's best offense at home, that's just a recipe for success in my eyes.
All right, so why don't you just go ahead and tell them just one more time how exactly they could get in touch with you and find out kind of just where your information is from. So just go ahead.
On the online spectrum, you can find me at draftpert.blogspot.com. We've been doing pretty well as of late, just starting up, trying to get some new things up there. And then on the Twitter side of things, draftpertdfs is my Twitter. If you have any questions or anything, just please contact me on there. I'll be glad, more than glad actually, to answer any of your questions. Also, I want to give a shout out to Fancy Rasta. That's a great guy to have in the Daily Fantasy community. He's doing some good things over there.
Awesome, man.
All right, awesome. Thank
appreciate you having on, letting us rank you too. You guys do some great work, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot. Thank you for having me on.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, so I just wanted to go over one last chart.
Sean's over there because his phone's dying.
Yeah, my phone's dying, so I'm over here. I'll probably just back this up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There we go.
Okay.
Turn it just that way a little bit.
All right. All right.
So, sorry about that.
Yeah, my phone's dying pretty bad. So, one more thing I just wanted to look at, and we kind of have gone over a couple of them, but I just wanted to dive into the actual stats portion of this. What's one thing, somebody asked, what's one thing to look at when deciding whether to pick a player for cash or GP? I think one of them is just risk. What risk is involved, right? When you're looking for either when you like a player for the night and you're trying to decide whether to play him in a cash game or a GP, you got to figure out what's the risk involved and what is the potential, right? So when you're looking at risk in a cash game, you want to eliminate risk as much as possible, right? Because you You want to try to get a strict number that you can figure out is going to actually win you money in the cash game. P game, you know, you're looking to score more points because you're trying to get in a higher percentage.
Yeah, so a little bit higher risk for GPP plays.
Right. High risk, high reward player is a better bet. But let me just run through. I just had a couple key statistics that I wanted to run through on the three pitchers that we're going to target tonight. So Ubaldo Jimenez is one. We got the charts here from Fangraphs, which is an awesome site to use as a resource. Home runs per inning for home runs per nine, sorry, for Ubaldo Jimenez versus left-handed batters is over two. So you're talking about letting up over two home runs per nine innings for Ubaldo Jimenez, not a good stat. And then to couple that then with the average that he lets up currently when you index it to lefties is over 360, which is incredibly high. And something that you should definitely take advantage of as you look in your lineups tonight.
So that Baltimore-San Diego game is going to be huge. A lot of scoring.
Right.
GPP, you can stack up there. Cash games where Chris Davis heavy. Really liking Chris Davis going up against Johnson, which is one of your other pitchers in your analysis. Correct?
Right, yes, it is. So this is Eric Johnson's numbers. Even far worse, as you can see on the chart here.
I think he's got over a 7 ERA.
Yeah, his ERA is completely
7.
Horrible. It's over
6.
7.
Yeah.
His WOBA against lefties, which is a key stat that we usually look at with hitters. Not as much so with pitchers, but when it's this bad, you got to look at it. His WOBA against lefties is .422, which is incredibly high. That means that, you know, consistently lefties are getting on base against him, right? And then but here's the other thing, too, is that he's not even just bad to one side of the plate. He's bad to both sides of the plate. So while he's susceptible to letting lefties get on base, he's also really susceptible to righties in terms of power. So his home run 9 against lefties indexed is over 5.0, which is incredibly high, obviously. And that makes it difficult for him to not let up any, you know, major point let-ups, and also something to take advantage of, obviously. So him versus Ubaldo is obviously the game to target, you know. And then the last one today, the pitcher to target, Adam Morgan, so what we have here is his strong suit of strikeouts, right? So that's why sometimes he's actually a decent play on DraftKings, because his strikeout numbers are high, but he gives up a ton of runs and a ton of hits. His ERA is over 6, and he's let up 8 or more hits in 4 of the last 5 games. His WOBA is about even to hitters on either side of the plate, but his earned run average is actually much higher, as you can see on the chart. The bottom line right there is the straight narrow line, and then the red line is the one going up. You can see that he's really roughed up against righties in terms of ERA when you index it. The other thing is he has the second highest fly ball rate of the day, at 33.41%. And really what that means is not necessarily that it doesn't really indicate something in terms of scoring, but it does indicate something in terms of, you know, he's letting up hard contact, which you always kind of want to play against. You know. So we're really targeting those guys today.
Sure,
it's indicating us we have 90 seconds left. We're just going to go ahead and just tell the lineup one last time. So it is Michael Fulmer. You're changing.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, we were just looking at Fulmer.
Yeah,
so we
just
have
checking
Cole
him out.
Hamels,
yeah.
At the first spot.
Yeah, Archer.
Archer at the second spot. Leon at catcher. Chris Davis at first. Robinson Cano at second. Eduardo Nunez at third. Corey Seager at short. Adam Jones and Nomar Mazara at outfield. So those are the guys we're playing tonight. You can take our advice. Playing in a $1,000 contest. So, you know, hopefully we got you some information and good luck to you tonight. So, good luck. Thanks for tuning in.